That was the case with the Melbourne AFLW team. We'd never hear from them because they yet to lose. Mick Dineer would be pretty happy about that, I reckon. He's the coach. He joins us on the line. Mick, good morning.
Morning, Half. Morning, Whitey. Thanks for having us.
Good on you, buddy. You haven't got one of those we'll only speak when we lose policies going on, have you, at the D's?
It is. That's clever from Scarlett. No, I'm not quite that smart, I don't think.
Well, you're pretty smart, and your players are pretty smart. It's been a great start to the season. Defeated the Bulldogs, the Tigers and the Saints across the weekend in a pretty tense affair up until that last quarter. What have you made of the start of the season for your team?
I think we're pleased to be in winning form. I think we seem to have had some good quarters in each of those three rounds that have been able to be the difference in the game. So we feel like there's some promising signs there, but still plenty of work to do. I think, the weekend was largely a scrappy affair. Like, both teams were competing well, but probably the fundamentals wouldn't have been overly entertaining to watch. But, we sort of ended up being able to do enough in that last quarter to put a gap between us and the Saints.
You have an uncanny knack, Mick, and have done for pretty much since the start of the competition, of being able to kick goals in bunches, punches in bunches, and you kick five or six a quarter. You do that quite often. Is that system, or is that just the players getting on top and their flair shining through?
Yeah, I reckon it's the two coming together. And probably, what we're trying to do is just have those moments more consistently. But, I think it's just everything coming together and the players being predictable to one another. And then that sort of spirit and energy gets going, and then it translates to, multiple goals in a short space of time. But, we're trying to be a better team than that, and be more consistent. So we haven't quite nailed it so far this season, but we're hoping to keep chipping away and, not just have, a burst or a good quarter, but, a half or three quarters or four quarters where we're, being consistent with the way we're going.
You might have half answered the question already, but for a team that's been close over the last couple of years, what are you wanting to see from your team to be confident that you can take that next level and get into a grand final and be a chance at being premiers?
Yeah, I think, similar, just that consistency of the way we play. But then a large part is probably the instruction on field and problem solving. And because each game throws up different scenarios and there's some there's some intelligent players in the competition and there's some great coaching. So, the players need to be able to sort of think for themselves on field and, adjust to what the game's presenting. So I feel like our core group has had a lot of time together. So we're starting to get into that space where we can think our way through games and, potentially if it's holding on to a lead or, we need to win the game with 5 minutes to go. We're looking for growth from our team in that space. And we think if we can keep competing well and our fundamentals are at a level, then hopefully we're good enough at the back end of the season to be winning some games.
We spoke to Kate Roffey yesterday, the president of the footy club, and she talked about the impact of winning the premiership and what it's meant to so many people, etc., which is obviously obvious. I'm interested, has it sort of spilled over into your team, just that good feeling and potentially momentum that can go from the men's team into the women's team?
Yeah, I think it has. Like, I guess when the grand final was on last year, there wasn't a lot happening back in Melbourne, so it was certainly a good outlet and a good bit of inspiration for our group to watch the boys and their pathway. I know I started coaching, and our women's program started when Simon Goodwin took over the reins from Paul Roos as head coach. So there's been some similarities with, how the groups are evolving and the ups and downs. So to watch the boys' season and their application and the way their leaders went about driving standards, I think there's been some shared learnings and definitely some inspiration. And the girls have taken a bit out of that. And we feel like the boys have now got a vested interest in and hopefully seeing the girls succeed and, putting some time into our group as well, which has been nice.
Seemingly there's some adjustments to the fixture. Obviously, there's adjustments to the fixture announced yesterday. But are you expecting your team to be impacted by any changes in the next couple of weeks, or is that still yet to be known?
Yeah, yet to be known at this point, but I think it'd be safe to say we're all going to be impacted at some point. It is nice to know that the season will go ahead and then you sort of just need to be prepared to shift. Obviously, you're up to the Gold Coast tonight, on a quick turnaround. Sort of anticipating that coming our way, but it's hard to think too far ahead at the moment. But, definitely it's nice to know we're going to get a season away and just be ready when it's your turn.
And what about this week for you, Mick? Because you got Adelaide at Norwood Oval. Now, Adelaide are one of the other teams who are undefeated. We spoke to Chloe from the Magpies who are sitting in that position as well. Fremantle too, and they've got the Magpies on Thursday night. So one of those teams will lose a game. But you've got Adelaide, which is a huge challenge any time of year, anywhere. But they seem to be in pretty hot form. What's standing out for you about the Crows so far?
Yeah, well, I think they're contest game. So their mids are obviously getting good supply out of the middle, but they're an excellent, you know, intercept and turnover team from their back half. So I know in the prelim last year, we just really struggled with how we used the ball going forward, and it just played directly into their hands. So hopefully we're using the ball a little smarter going forward and challenging their defenders with some good one-on-ones. And you know, if we can compete at ground level and take our opportunities in front of goal, we'd like to think we can push them this week. But yeah, certainly they seem to have their game up and going, and yeah, we're going to need to be at our best. But, so, we haven't played at Norwood yet. Have you had a couple of games there, Harp?
No, we play West Adelaide over the Crows. But it's yeah, interesting. It's an interesting venue, they reckon. It's very long, isn't it?
Yeah, I've heard narrow, long and narrow.
Yeah. Bit of Simmons Stadium style or GMHBA sort of style, I think it might be, in terms of dimensions. So just on last year's final, you mentioned that. Do you reference that? Do you go back and look at that, or are you just worrying about this 2022 edition of Adelaide?
No, I think we do reference it because I think their system's very similar. So for us, yeah, we just didn't think our way through the game. I think we had our fair share of, you know, contest wins and clearances, but what we did with that was poor, and we never really gave ourselves a good chance to score or keep the ball in our forward half. So hopefully, yeah, with some better decision-making and execution, we can... I think it was 1-9 last year was sort of a reflection of, yep, you know, a bit of panic with the ball and a lack of thought and care. So that's definitely an area we're looking to sharpen up on.
And just one final one from me, Mick, just on... I guess the obvious with Taylor Harris as the new recruit, and you know, she clearly showed some great signs on the weekend with three goals. Is she fitting in as quickly as you thought she would, or will it take a bit of time before we think we see her at her best?
Yeah, well, she's got really good balance off field at the moment, and then that's translating to her enjoyment of footy and on field. I think she's still figuring out her teammates and finding her feet, but certainly she's doing a good job of, you know, competing and giving us a target forward, and her conversion rate has been really good. So, yeah, I think there's going to be continual improvement, but we're really happy with what she's producing so far.
Righto, Mick, because I care, I've done some numbers for you for Norwood Oval. 165 by 109, that's the length and the width of Norwood Oval. Casey Fields, for your reference, is 160 by 131, so 5 metres longer than Casey and 22 metres narrower.
Appreciate you caring. Thanks, Harf.
Just because I care. Right. Just remember that later on the year when we play. Good luck to you, mate. Nice to chat as always. And we wish you the best of luck against the Crows this weekend.
Yeah, thanks, Harf. Good luck tonight. Thanks, Whitey. Appreciate it.
Good stuff. Thanks, Mick Stanier, the coach of the Melbourne Football Club. Adelaide playing Melbourne at Norwood 3:10 on Saturday. Check your local guides as to what that looks like in your world. But, yeah, they're going very well, very, very well, the D's at the moment. And they're looking for a record membership too for their AFLW program. They want 5,000. So if you want to be a part of it, D's fans, get involved. Membership.melbournefc.com.au.
I think I've said this to you before, but Mick was a key part of our midfield in our indoor football team.
Yes, you have.
And
he was a very good player.
A very good player.
In real football, not just indoor football.
He was on Carlton's list.
He was.
And... I would describe him as, it might sound disrespectful, but an industrious midfielder. Did all the hard work, just played at a very high level, consistent high level. I didn't need to rotate him out of the midfield. I just gave him full minutes.
Had a big tank.
It just went all day for me. He was very good for us.